Proclamation number 6305, dated the July 7th, 1955. Create and work for eternity. It is your task on earth to create and work for eternal life, and if you comply with this task, your temporal fate will also be protected, even though you will still have battles to cope with so as not to become tired in your striving for the spiritual goal. However, if you look upon me as your father and endeavor towards true childship, you will also be in fatherly care, and your earthly life will have to progress such as the father sees fit for his children. But its trust in the father's love and care releases the child from all fear and worry, for it is full of confidence that its God and Creator, its Father of Eternity, will direct everything just right. And thus it can create and work for eternity, for it is full of love for me, which also expresses itself towards his fellow human being, and thus carries out everything with a view to ascend. It strives towards me fully consciously and lifts a way of life in accordance with my will. Every human being is given the opportunity to recognize his affiliation to me because he is able to think about himself and his origin, and this will mentally lead to realization if he genuinely wants it. Thus every person can decide to work for eternal life, yet he is not compelled to do so. Everyone can lay claim to my leadership and guidance, just as he can separate himself due to his own sense of strength and power, but then he will be isolated and far away, incapable of ascending, but not striving for it either. Then he will feel inwardly estranged from me. He will not think of himself as my child, nor look upon me as the father who wants his child's love. And then he will not produce anything for eternal life, but only ever see the world and its goods and desire them with all his senses. The burden of life will indeed weigh heavily upon him in the beginning, because I want to guide his thoughts to me, yet this burden will become increasingly lighter because someone else will take it from him and give him whatever he strives for, but also claims his soul in return. Create and work for eternity, and do not pay so much attention to earthly life, but accept it with all its burdens and troubles, for they are truly only for your own good, just as everything that happens to you merely serves those of you in gaining perfection who dedicate yourselves to me, who strive for unity with me, for my presence, who hand yourselves over to me so that I can take care of you. You have truly chosen the best part, even though you lack earthly pleasures, yet you will be rewarded in my kingdom and receive so abundantly that you will want to share it again, and also be able to do so for your own happiness. Do not forget that earthly life is only given to you so that you will find the entry into my kingdom, but which you sincerely have to look for, and not that you forget your task and get caught in the mire of the world, so that you won't succumb to my opponent's temptations to stay away from your true destination. Be aware that an arduous path is the right path, but that I myself will always meet you on this path, that I will take over your guidance and safely lead you to your true home. Amen.